cans of sriracha, grab a tissue, because you may be about to start crying, and not from the hot sauce. The beloved condiment is now in short supply.
Usually I bought one case, roughly around 30 to 32, now up to $50 now, almost double price. It keep going up, we cannot afford, you know.
That's Michael Chow, co-owner of the restaurant Faviette here in Washington, D.C., talking about his sriracha orders.
Probably we have to switch to a different brand, yeah. But people, they used to the taste right now, so when they taste, they know right away.
It's not just restaurants paying higher prices. Grocery stores in some parts of the country have also been running low on stock. The company that makes sriracha is Hoi Fong Foods, and they alerted customers in late April that they'll have to stop making the sauce for a few months due to, quote, severe weather conditions affecting the quality of chili peppers.
Guillermo More Tortorolo studies climate and ecosystems at the National Autonomous University of Mexico.
Sriracha is actually made from a very special type of pepper that grows only in northern Mexico and southern U.S. These red jalapenos are only grown during the first 4 months of the year. And they need very controlled conditions, particularly constant irrigation.
And irrigation, of course, requires lots of water. But northern Mexico is in its second year of a drought.
The already difficult conditions were pushed over the limit by two consecutive La Niña events. And the dry season has not only been intense, but also remarkably long.
As a result, the spring chili harvest was almost non-existent this year.
More Tortorolo thinks it's very likely that climate change is a factor. The entire region that includes the southwestern U.S. and northern Mexico is suffering a mega drought. That's actually the scientific term. And it's also connected to climate change.
This has been the driest 22 years in the last 1,200 years.
Park Williams is a hydroclimatologist at UCLA. He says the mega drought conditions drying up water reservoirs in the U.S. make it harder for Mexico to deal with its water shortages. It's hard to say climate change caused the drought, Williams says, but his research estimates that 40% of the drought can be attributed to human-caused climate change. Still, he says,
limiting global warming to below 2 degrees Celsius puts us in a much better situation than if we let global warming go to 3 degrees Celsius or 4 degrees Celsius.
So keeping sriracha hot may depend on keeping the planet cool.